Hey, you. Yes, you, listener. You're about to listen to the Salty Show podcast, a weekly show about politics and pop culture with a pinch of salt. If you haven't done so already, please visit our social media pages by searching for The Salty Show. Please give us a follow, a like, and share some of our content. As always, we appreciate your support.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? It's your boy, Timmy Two Times. What's up?
Hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shit, Mr. Solly Saul. What do you got for us today? It's Friday.
First of all, I wanted to let you guys know that I'm the chosen one.
Chosen for what?
Wait, you got to do it like this.
For this. All right, so on this episode of The Salty Show, the stock markets take a plunge. It appears that they're reacting to the trade war between the U.S. and China. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has gone MIA. Anyone seen her lately? Asking for a friend.
She's hiding under Tim. The table.
Hey, Tim. Yeah, Tim's looking for her.
Wait, hold on. Let me undo my zipper.
Oh, dear.
Wait, hold on.
All right. Next, bananas and cocaine at Safeway. a flour spill on aisle 4. All right, we'll talk about that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Bananas and cocaine.
Banana.
What's up, Heidi?
Not much.
How's it going?
I want to know more about bananas and cocaine.
we'll talk about that later.
We'll get to that.
Okay. That sounds like something I should have found. No.
Oh, wow. Go ahead. Go for it.
What do you got for us today, Heidi, on the Crazy Chronicles?
I'm going to try.
But
I did better.
Ugh.
Oh, come on.
The word trying is no good. You've already failed.
Okay. Man is going to shoot himself into his face.
A Texas
man shoots an armadillo. The bullet ricochets off of his off of his back and shoots him in his face.
What? How does that happen?
Is there a video of this? There's a video of this.
I want to see the video of this.
No, there's not a video. Nobody got it on video. They're just telling the story.
That's pretty funny.
An East Texas man was wounded after he fired a gun at an armadillo in his yard, and the bullet ricocheted back and hit him in the face.
That's a strong...
Yeah.
That's God's way of saying,
right?
Not today, Satan. Not today. What do we say to death?
Why did he shoot the armadillo?
It was in his yard. Yeah.
Oh, he was trying to kill it.
It was in his... Yeah. Oh, wow. They do damage.
Did he die?
The man? No. It said the man, who was not identified, went outside his home in Marietta. And around 3 a.m. on Thursday morning, he spotted the armadillo on his property and opened fire. His wife was in the house. He went outside and took his 38 revolver and shot 3 times.
Wow, he shot him 3 times?
Wait, hold on. So
the man was airlifted. It's just his, the armadillo was okay. It ricocheted off of him.
What is it made out of?
It's like, come at me, bro.
Kevlar.
Yeah.
He was airlifted to a nearby hospital where his jaw was wired shut.
Oh,
he's
my
okay.
God.
So probably you probably need to shoot that thing with a buckshot or something. You know?
No,
what I mean?
You have all that coming back at you.
Yeah, they aren't sure. Cow. They aren't sure about the armadillo because it was not found.
It was not found. Holy cow!
I think he made it up.
Are you sure that the wife didn't shoot him?
Yeah, exactly.
It was the armadillo.
What happened?
No, he wakes up and he's like, "What happened?" And the wife's like, "Well, you shot an armadillo." And he's like, "Yeah, it's probably something I would do." Meanwhile, she shot
I don't know. That sounds like something I might.
Sounds legit.
It sounds about right.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. What else you got
for
us, Heidi?
All right. One more here. We got a doorbell cam activates and captures an absolute nightmare. So apparently this lady, her doorbell let her know that there was somebody at the camera.
Okay, yeah, smart doorbell.
And so she went over to answer. She was checking, and there was a 7 to 8 foot long snake curled up in the door. And she was getting ready to open, like she starts screaming.
Wow! You can see the snake. The snake is leaning against the door.
It was.
Is there
a video?
It's probably like trying to climb up.
Oh no, I can't see that. I can't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, normally the doorbell is like facing. Away from the door.
Yeah, but they can.
No.
They can go up a little bit.
Wide, they have a wide. Range?
Well, no. Some of the doorbells, like the door is here, and the bell with the camera's right here next to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
Needless to say, she did not answer the door.
So the snake accidentally rang the bell, and
It triggered.
Or was
the,
it not it an accident?
So the new cameras, you don't even have to touch the doorbell. The camera triggers movement, like the ones that are outside.
Right, right, okay.
There you go.
And caught it on camera. So,
show Tim, because Tim loves snake
video. No.
I'm sorry. How many no's was that?
No.
Okay. Nine?
No.
Maybe.
Right. No.
Okay, I won't. I'm not.
Jesus.
I'm going to show. I'll show you a different picture.
No.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right.
Alrighty then.
So when are you guys getting your video doorbells?
Hey, seriously, have you ever thought about this? If you have, yeah, I mean.
I don't need one. I don't. I don't have much things happening at
you
my
want
house.
One of those cameras for the dog so you can talk to Rocco in the house and
no,
Rocco can talk to you.
No, because all I would say is, hey, dumb shit. I would really mess with them and then just, yeah, it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't?
No.
Okay, so a sexually frustrated dolphin forced a mayor in West France to close the beaches.
What? Say that again? Wait. Say that again?
Look, you need to be paying attention here.
No, I am paying attention. I want to hear what's going
said
on.
A sexually frustrated dolphin forced a mayor in Western France to close his beaches.
Ooh.
So
what
was he doing?
What was the dolphin doing?
Yeah.
He was getting freaked out
Timmy's
everybody.
He was holding
really
a gun to the mayor's head. Close
really
the beach.
No, what does a female dolphin say when she doesn't want to have sex?
Wow. No, well, this is what the dolphin was doing. Let me lick you up. And then it's like, all right, we have to close this beach.
All right, so what was this sexually frustrated dolphin doing?
The dolphin is apparently
why are you holding
so
that
common,
really tight? Like,
so common to the beach. He's so common to the beach that they've named him Zafar.
Ooh, Zafar.
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 And
what was it doing, actually? Exactly.
Okay, so it truly was in heat, and it was rubbing up against and trying to get sexual with the men and women on the beach in the water.
That's great.
So the
bottlenose
dolphin has been hanging around the waters past couple of months.
Oh dear God, we lost him. He's out.
He's done.
It's the perfect shape nose. Think about it, you guys.
Nosed?
Come on.
Oh my God.
The bottle.
That's what it was. That dolphin's nasty.
He's going quick. Oh, I killed it.
He was aggressively rubbing against the swimmers.
Ooh, he could have rubbed against me.
Even lifted one woman with his nose.
Ooh, she got aroused.
Was this a male or female dolphin?
Once you go dolphin, you never go back.
Dolphin.
Yeah, male dolphin.
But I don't know. Okay, I guess they. I don't know how
they're
works,
mammals.
Yeah,
they're mammals.
Yeah. You know,
aren't they the
outside of humans? Aren't they the other mammals that have
in
sex for
ocean.
Pleasure?
Uh-huh. I
right?
think so. Yes. Yeah. Because they go
I'm pretty
in.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
So speaking of dolphins, real quick. So there's a poisonous fish in the ocean. It's this big fat fish, right? And it has some kind of chemicals that gets a dolphin high, dude. Dolphins purposely go up to it and bump their nose into it so they can get high. No shit. I watched it. I was like, no way. Look that shit. When you get a chance, look that shit up. It's amazing.
That's literally, I'm going to take a bump.
No, that's what it's doing. The dolphin's going to take a bump, dude. Seriously.
Whole new meaning.
Is this the word originated from?
All right. Bumpity bump.
What's going on? What else is going on, honey?
That was a good one, by the way. I got to say, that one was...
Okay.
I think it was the music more than the story, but yeah.
So, whatever.
Nasty dolphins.
You know you want a little Herbert. Dolphin action.
Oh, hey, once you go dolphin, you never go back.
That's true. I could see that.
Okay, so a New Hampshire teen is going to sue his teacher because apparently she or he, whatever the teacher, did not warn him not to attach the battery charger thing to his nipples and electrocute himself.
Was this like an auto shop?
So it's a
what the hell? So we used to
why was he doing that?
He should have died.
So his heart stopped.
Wait.
Was this a sexual thing? We should have introduced him to the dolphin.
Himself.
You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Problem solved. I see. I'm a problem solver, guys.
Said his ass to friends.
So it says, what the hell? It says that the teacher should have warned Dubois. and other students of the dangers of electrical demonstration cords in their electrical trade classes. So it was an electrical class. And as a master electrician, the educator should have warned the students not to.
So he died.
No, he did not die, but his heart did stop beating in class. All right, and they did bring him back.
He's playing with, with basically an extension cord that comes out of the wall kind of thing.
Yeah, basically something similar.
Yeah, you know what they call those? They call those Widowmakers.
Yes.
Yeah. We had those in my electronics class.
Oh.
And my teacher was very clear about do not do this.
All right, so guys, I have a story. This happened in fourth grade, okay? Oh, no, fourth or fifth grade.
You mean cinco grade?
No. So, I know.
14.
No. So, do you know those Transformers, those old Transformers that are like were like on
the Jacob's
TVs
ladders and stuff like that? They're called Jacob's ladders.
They convert, right?
Yeah, the Jacob's ladder.
Anyway, so if you take one of those, right, and you strip away the terminal so that you can grab onto ends, and then you put a battery to it. Yeah, I put a 9-volt battery to it.
Okay,
and I had kids holding on to the.
Oh, you were shocking them?
Yeah. No. I was shocking them. So have you ever done this?
I used to like 9-volt batteries.
We gotta do this.
No, we don't.
So anyways, as you get older, that's how you.
I vote Saul goes first.
That's how you get cardiac arrest. By the way,
I'll do it. So anyway, these kids are holding on to this thing, right? And you know, the first kid who does it, he's like, oh my, because you know, it's a little shock. It doesn't hurt, but it's like it just shocks you, right? So you're like, boom. All right, hold on. And so the next kid sees this and they're like, I want to try. Right. And so then that kid goes and tells another kid, dude, I had the whole playground in a circle. No, I had, and they all were holding hands. So one was holding to one end of the terminal. And then it would shock all of them and everybody's having a great time. Teacher comes over, right?
Record scratch.
Yeah. What is going on over here? And then everybody's like, yeah, do it again, Nelson. And then everybody's like being shocked, right? And the teacher's like, this, you brought this here? And I'm like, yeah, it's fun. And I'm like, you should try it. And she's like,
so this explains no, takes it away from me. This explains this a lot, does, by the way. So
wait, explains a lot. We used to do this in Germany as kids.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
so now you know.
You walk up to the fences around the cow pastures.
Okay, yeah.
And we'd hold on to hands and see who. The one on the end was a fucking idiot because it got it every time, right? The first person who takes it doesn't feel shocked, shit. No. And at the very end, zap.
Yes, exactly. Because
it travels through you. So I just.
So this was a device that you brought to fourth grade.
Yes.
It was a battery pack, or is it something you plugged into the wall?
He made it.
No, so like, you know how, so if you open up an old electronic devices, used to have these
transformers.
Yeah.
Okay, right? But that's something you plugged into the wall.
But you plugged into a, I didn't plug it into the wall, obviously. I plugged it to a battery.
Okay.
And it was the other way around.
Because I was going to say you kill somebody if you did it by plugging into the wall. All right.
So, I mean, yeah.
And that was my first attempt at...
That was his first experience with love.
That was his vibrator back in the day. That was his boot. He attached it to his balls and shit. Yeah. He's like, wait a minute. So it can work.
That explains the cramping.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's all falling together.
You're going to bring this up right now. No, hold on. Listen.
High five, I know.
The whole year after that, I'm telling you, everybody kept coming, Nelson, bring it again. We got to do this. Everybody loved it, man.
He still probably has it in his room.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure I have a transformer right there. We can try it after the show.
What you don't know is Saul then started charging the kids $5 every time for the batteries. Batteries are free.
The first hit is free.
What's
yeah,
the,
and all these kids are dumb now, you know?
What's the voltage that the stove plugs into?
240. Well, 220.
So we had a home out in Pinnacle Peak and 51st Avenue as kids. And we were doing dishes one night and my brother put the towel on the handle of the stove.
Okay, yeah.
And the stove zapped him. So he's like, Heidi, quick, because, you know, in Germany, right? In Germany, this was fun. So Heidi, quick, come here. So we're standing there and mom comes in. He says, all right, Heidi, hold my hand. I hold his hand. He goes, quick, touch mom. We're zapping my mom. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. This gets better. Dad comes home. So we're zapping dad because this is fun. We think this is hilarious. Poppy's like, I don't think the stove should be electrocuting us.
It shouldn't be.
he pulls it out.
The wrong cable.
And there was a short.
Wow.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
Not the brightest.
And that explains everything.
Stupid, dumb kids.
All right.
Okay.
You got anything else?
You want a couple guess the states?
Guess the state.
Guess that state. All right, let's do that.
Okay.
All right. I'm not looking.
Wyoming.
Man had sex with ATM picnic table.
That's ATM. Sounds like Wyoming, but
I will go. Have we done Kentucky yet?
I'm gonna go Arkansas.
Hold on, you said ATM and that's what picnic it is. Table?
Yep, and remember these are just
is this on video?
These are just headliners. So.
Ooh, I'm gonna say Seattle.
He had sex.
I'm gonna say
with
Seattle
an ATM with an and ATM. A picnic table.
Seattle.
Like, where did he put it? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm gonna say Colorado,
Kentucky.
Would you Arkansas? Say Arkansas?
Arkansas, yeah, I said Arkansas say? First.
Okay, it's Tennessee. That's very close.
You're close.
So why'd you fuck with me?
Very close. Huh?
Why'd you mess with me?
What do you mean? Yeah. So yes, he tried to put his dingling in an ATM and then tried humping the...
What's the weirdest thing you ever put your dick in?
Little Susie,
really? You think you're gonna get to answer that? Well, there was this one time.
Well, I tell you,
I went to
my first wife. She was crazy as shit.
This one
you guys
time,
aren't drunk enough yet. You guys aren't drunk enough.
I bought some filet mignon.
Apple pie. Oh no!
Did you have to buy it because
you did the cow? Steak?
Oh my god!
Oh dear lord!
Hey, did you season it first? Anyway, next.
All right,
next.
All right, ready?
Don't want to run out of time.
Teasing over vaginal flatulence on school bus leads to groin attack.
So you do realize this is like Crazy Chronicle funny? Not, you know,
this
like,
is Guess the State.
I know, but this is perfect for the Crazy Chronicle.
Friday, we're doing the Crazy
Chronicle. Okay, hold on. So wait, say that again. What happened?
Teasing over vaginal flatulence.
So a queef.
On school bus leads to groin attack.
It leads to a groin attack?
Yeah.
God. Okay, wait.
Like,
on.
Did he attack her with his cock?
It says a 13-year-old male high school student was teasing an 18-year-old girl about her vaginal flatulence before being struck in his testicles.
With what? Her foot?
And that's like, with that's anything? All it says.
That's enough.
With her vagina?
Did she? Like, did she queef like, on his dick? She queefed on his balls.
She's like, that way you learn.
Yeah, she's like.
That way he learns. Oh, he ain't gonna talk to me that
it's
way.
It's wetter than that. It's wetter than that.
That is terrible.
Dear Lord.
All right, what's the state?
Oh my God, the state.
Give me a state. This is the last one. Because we gotta watch our
Maryland.
Is it one that we already guessed?
No.
Maryland.
No.
No, okay.
I'm gonna say Maryland.
Maryland. Come on, y'all.
I'm gonna say Florida.
I'm gonna go with Iowa.
Iowa. Iowa.
I don't know. I'm out of states.
Iowa, Florida, and
Maryland,
Pennsylvania.
I was close.
I was close. Wait, what did you say?
I said Maryland.
Oh, you were.
It's like two states up. Iowa's right. Like okay. Really on the other side.
Yeah.
Not even.
All right, Heidi. Thank you so much for that. Those were actually funny, right, Tim?
Yeah. They
Tim's
were.
Happy. Tim was actually
Tim,
laughing the whole
Tim
time with that.
I'm never going to be able to go swimming with the dolphins again.
Oh my, when are you swimming with dolphins?
Shut up.
You live in Arizona.
Yeah. I want to go swim with the dolphins.
In his dreams.
I swim with the dolphins. I'm free. And he rubs up against me.
Oh, he's Jesus. A freak.
He's like, he's
a super freak.
All right. So the next topic we're going to talk about, and this is actually a funny one. So let me pull up the story.
Keeping it a little on the light side here.
Because, when I saw this, I did laugh a little bit. I think the best. Yeah. So I'm going to have you read this thing. But just wanted to say that I think the best part of this story is the comments, guys. I'll let you read.
All right. We'll talk a little bit about that. Then we'll get into the comments.
Go ahead and read it.
So, all right. So officials in Washington State have opened an investigation after employees at three different Safeway grocery stores reported finding over $1 million worth of cocaine hidden inside boxes of bananas.
Come, Mr. Tallyman.
Daylight, come and we want to go home.
All right. So apparently the first box was found in a place called Woodenville in Washington.
Yeah, I'm going to let this out separately.
Well, that's fine. And then 20 miles to the northeast of Seattle. All right.
All right, we're done. Go ahead.
You should have played like McGilla Gorilla or something like that.
So they found 22 kilos of cocaine at that store. So a kilo is roughly like 2-point-something pounds, right? So that's basically probably 50 pounds worth of cocaine.
Jesus.
$550,000.
Okay, hold on.
That's like half a Connor.
Who's the person that found this? And why would they produce say? Guy. You
know what I mean? Like, let me tell you something. You're going to be like, what do I do with this?
Hey,
like, if you don't report it, you're going to jail.
So yeah.
One of my favorite comments on that was like, and they had never been so productive. They were so productive after that.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So then later that day, an employee at a Bellingham store found 23 kilos.
Dude,
so another
50-ish
pounds.
Wow.
Floating on probably closer to $600,000 right there. Right. So there's your
wow.
I'm in the wrong business, man. I should be in the banana business.
Can you imagine me like the Safeway, like, you know, a couple of blocks down and you're like, oh, we didn't get in. That's another one of the comments.
And then the third Safeway.
I'm going to keep saying all these comments. Go ahead.
The third Safeway was Federal Way Safeway. I'm not sure if that's a city or what. But the article doesn't disclose how much they found there. But
that was the mother load.
That's a lot of cocaine.
Okay, so bananas come from Colombia?
Cocaína.
Chiquita, banana.
Chiquita, well, Mexico. Yeah, 10 minutes later, it comes out.
Ecuador.
Gorillas have a little Guatemala.
Guatemala has bananas.
Sure.
Yeah, they're
the
not good.
Banana Republic.
No, I think Chiquita banana comes from Guatemala.
Ecuador, I think.
Ecuador,
there. Oh, yeah.
Because Chiquita bananas are the best ones.
Anyway, so here's one of the comments.
Chiquita.
Oh, yes, so we're getting to the comment.
This is only news because I didn't find it first.
No one would have known.
Another comment. Somebody did something. You remember this is.
Yeah.
Somebody did something. Remember, this is what they're making fun of. What's her name? Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
Who talking about 9/11? Some people did something.
Okay. Right. Some people
sorry.
Did.
All right.
This is how the news reported. Okay, so.
I guess I blocked stupidity out.
There you go. Here's another hit.
Another hit?
No, here's another comment. Looks like the DNC fundraising just took a hit. There's another way. Here's a cleanup in produce. Bring straws.
Wow.
All right. And then the final one, the one that wins it, I think. Potassium and Coke. Best hangover medicine.
No, I guarantee it is, dude.
Yes.
You have to sober up from that hit.
All right. That was a funny one. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get down to the...
On the lighter side.
Yeah.
Just, kind of continuing the...
It's a funny one.
Cocaina.
Okay. Let's get down to what just broke. It broke out today, and that is... The stock market took a major hit this week, and I think it's down 4% overall for the month of August. And all of this is the market is reacting to Trump's trade war, or the U.S. trade war with China, right? So let me pull up that article so that we can read it. And where is it?
I don't know.
If you have an IUL,
did you send me the link?
It's in it's
CNBC.
It's there. Jeremy's looking at it.
Oh, Wall Street. Oh, here we go. Here we go. So. Tim, can you read that?
Yeah. So basically, the headline is, I don't need to read the headline, but the Dow plummeted more than 700 points today after Trump orders U.S. manufacturers to leave China. So he tweeted out today. Sometimes his tweets, man. I mean, I love his tweets, but one tweet from him can just literally take the market down 700 points. It's amazing. But what he's saying is makes sense. Our great American...
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh. Dolphin got in my throat.
Dolphin had a great time. Sorry, go ahead.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Our great American companies are hereby ordered to immediately stop look... Let me start over. Our great American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for an alternative to China, including bringing your companies home and making your products in the good old USA. However, it is not clear how much authority he has to do this.
None.
I don't think he does.
He has zero, right? But here's the deal. So he just announced that he's going to put more tariffs on China over all this, right? Because China, I think, yesterday came out and said that
they're
going to
add tariffs.
Yeah. So it's like my dick is bigger than your dick. And
It's a trade war. So. Yeah. So this has to happen.
It's currency. Right?
China manipulation. China has been taking advantage. So
they're doing shady shit.
Shady shit, right? Not only are they do they put tariffs on U.S. products. So this has already been happening. Just that no president before Trump and combined Democrat Republican, none of them addressed this issue. They have been running rapid. Now here's one of the things where I think it's a good thing because. China has been stealing a lot of intellectual property.
Oh, yeah, left and right, man.
Right, and so to me, this is a good thing. And now, obviously, like you said, you know, he's saying, what did he say? I hereby, what did he say? I hereby something.
Right. Yeah, I hereby
ordered.
Ordered.
Yeah, that was poorly chosen. Yeah,
you know, he's
he has no authority. Yeah, to do
he,
that,
he can't do that. No, but this is it sends a message, right? It's sending a message to companies, and it's basically telling them, here's the deal, guys, we cannot continue this, right? So people talk about it's a global economy, and it sounds beautiful.
It's not fair.
But no, but at what cost, right? Because we're doing business with a communist country that oppresses its people. It coerces its people.
Steals our intellectual property.
It steals our intellectual property, right? And right now, look at what's happening in Hong Kong, right? So I saw this tweet, this guy. did you see this one? So this guy, he's interviewing this Chinese guy, right? A Hong Konger.
Okay, Hong Konger, call it right. Don't call him Chinese,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's a Hong Konger. And he's like, what do you think about Trump? And he's like, Trump hates China. But no, you know what? Let me actually show it to you because this is funny.
Donald Trump don't trust China. China is asshole.
China asshole.
That's what we say for going forward. China is asshole.
So, you know, we were talking about the intellectual property and stuff. And I'm a little confused as to how, I mean, all of Apple's products for the last 10 years have been built in China.
Yeah.
Have they been stealing? Because that's the highest tech.
No, they don't even devices. Have to. They don't even have to do it under the rug. What they say to Apple or to Microsoft or to anybody who wants to do business in China, they say, sure, show us what you got.
Yeah.
Show us the technical notes. Show us everything that how this product works. That's the only way they can do business. Right,
why would they be doing that?
Yeah, that's a
cheap labor.
Because it's a big market, right?
That's a horrible business. Oh,
it is. Look, people like to talk about, cheap products are made in China. You know, that's the way that we can do afford certain things. But here's the thing. China is not the only kid in the block.
Sure,
there's other countries out there who are more than willing to do this.
South Korea?
Why are we working with a communist country? This is what I don't understand. Why people are like, we are essentially subsidizing this their communist type of government, and that's how they continue doing that.
Are we shipping our labor over there? We're borrowing that money back from them.
Exactly.
And they own and they own the hell,
and they steal our ideas.
Yeah, it's a double lose. Triple lose.
This is what he goes, make America great again. Yes. When people see the stock market go down 700, oh my God, we're in it. No. Business is still doing good. The economy is still strong, but. To make America bring when he says bring your businesses back, why do people say that's a bad thing? Bring manufacturing jobs back. So think about it. You got a lot of people that are in the service that they when they come back, they can't get a job. If you had manufacturing jobs and things like that, they can assimilate back into society if all you were was infantry, like and have no skill. Like your skill is to shoot. Well, who are you shooting here? Unless you're gonna go be a cop. You know what I mean?
So this is why I say a global economy sounds beautiful, but at what cost?
Yeah.
Right? Do we sell our values? Do we just throw them out the window just because we want cheap products? I don't think so. That's what Trump is saying.
How many times do you go and buy something and pay attention to where it was manufactured? My mom does to everything. If she picks it up
every,
and it says
it's now
China,
and then I do.
I'm not kidding.
So I'll tell you this. This is what,
right?
You know,
so we're all kind of guilty on this one.
Hold on.
We're buying it.
I'll tell you. made in whatever. I don't check that.
But, I don't either.
But I know that if I go on Amazon or eBay and I'm going to buy a product, I usually always say, no, anything that's here within the United States, because I have bought stuff that, oh my God, this something that normally costs $40 costs $4. Then you buy it. And then obviously it's going to take 4 weeks to get here.
Yeah.
Right.
And when it gets here, it's cheap as fuck. And then you can't return it because they're saying we'll give you your money back.
Yeah.
But you know,
have to pay $29.
Yeah, $29 shipping. How does that make sense?
I've done this.
But you know what they're doing?
Business model.
No. But you know what they're doing? And this is how. No, they're not just ripping us off. They're ripping off the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah,
it has a certain amount that they can charge on certain things. They put a limit. So China takes advantage of that. All these Chinese companies take advantage of that. They use the U.S. Postal Service, but then to get it shipped back, of course, that's where they're going to charge you because there is a law that allows them to be able to charge really cheap. When they send you a product, There's some law. There's a loophole there. Right. And so they're taking advantage of the U.S. Postal System, dude.
So, yeah. This company let's start there. Let's fix this loophole.
Let's get rid of the U.S. Postal Service.
It's a little harder said than done.
It's served its time. There's no need for it.
Think so.
Well, there are still people that live out in the middle of nowhere where FedEx and UPS won't deliver to.
Yeah, they have to.
Don't get me wrong.
Well, then why don't we do it to the just those places?
The Postal Service?
Just deliver to that.
Well, just deliver to those remote places.
Well, because then you have to know. You have to know if you want to mail a letter to someone, you have to know that they live in one of these areas where only the post office.
I don't understand how you can. But hold on. It can happen. There's nothing that's impossible. Here's the deal. You search for it on the U.S. Postal Service. I want to send it to here. Oh, yeah. We don't. I'm sorry. To FedEx. Oh, yeah. We don't service this area. You have to go through the U.S. Postal Service. Boom. Problem solved. Not billions of dollars in debt.
Other way, if you have an actual letter that you want to mail to somebody, and if you say, well, the post office only delivers to these remote places now, if you want it delivered to a big city somewhere, you have to use FedEx or UPS, how would you know?
Charge $5 to mail a letter instead of 29 cents.
You would know because you could see where FedEx won't deliver to.
That's not a system that'll work.
I'm telling you, it's not now.
I do it.
It's
now.
Not impossible.
I do it now when I go and
the government should not be involved in delivering. Be online.
Look, we're in the 21st century,
and there's people. Again, it's a stupid federal law.
Okay, just because it's law doesn't mean it's a good thing.
But it's an idiot law.
You will have to then have legislation to remove it, and then all the people with those jobs are going to be out, and then it's going to cause a ruckus, and that is a political nightmare.
If you're remotely out there, you should drive into town to get your mail. I'm sorry, man.
I hear you, but it's going to be it's a political nightmare to get rid of it. So that's why it's not going away.
It should be getting rid of it. Anyway, all right. So one thing that I wanted to say about this and why I'm a fan of Trump because a lot of people have the mentality that this can't be done. We cannot challenge China. It's impossible. But Trump has the resolve and the fortitude to take on this issue that has been ignored for years. By many presidents.
Yes, it has.
Democrats as well as Republicans. And so, and all of them said, it's a global economy. You know, we cannot change this. It is what it is. Because we can go anywhere else. There's so many other countries who would love this business.
But
why are we working with a communist country?
Right, but nobody plays by the rules. Right, like we try to, we apparently have to play by the rules. But when you listen to what everybody says, this one doesn't pay their fair share. This one doesn't pay their fair share. This one manipulates their currency. And here we are. Yes, we do some shady business practices.
China is asshole.
Oh, dear Lord.
Talking about the whole thing. So did you guys see the Chinese are now shooting at Hong Kongers? Did you guys
really?
See this? Yeah. They've
China?
Started shooting.
Oh, that's not good.
Not. Yeah, let me show you this video. All right, here we go.
Today, a couple ambulances.
Oh, it actually is the Hong Kong police. My bad. Hong Kong police.
Well, are they shooting the beanbags or are they shooting actual shotgun shells?
That does not look beanbags, dude.
I'm pretty sure it's beanbags.
Yeah.
Because they would have been running if it was bullets.
They would be running if it was bullets, yeah. So they have those riot squad, they're like beanbags that shoot out of them.
Look at the shells.
Well, yeah, they come out of shells.
They do?
Yeah, they're like little beanbags.
What?
They're non-lethal rounds. Yeah. They're like either rubber pellets or beanbags.
Yeah. That's why they're sitting there holding their umbrella up. If it was a real bullet, that's not...
The video.
I didn't read anything that says beanbags.
Yeah, they're just... Because they got to... I mean, part of it is also you got to skew the news and say, hey, they're shooting, right? Yeah. But when you got to... But that's still messed up. They shouldn't be doing that.
Either way, I mean, look, Hong Kong right now is going to be taken over by
China. They want the Second Amendment.
And... Exactly.
We need a backup crates full of
And this N60s. Is what they want to take away. Right there is the reason why you need the Second Amendment.
Yes.
Because your government can come in and take your liberties, your freedoms, and everything that this country stands for if you take it away. So when people go, oh no, we don't want to take away the Second Amendment.
The government's not going to come and take your stuff away.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really?
A weak society is.
Again, I've said this over and over again. You know, you hear them say Trump is Hitler. Okay. and you want Hitler to take away everybody's guns so that mass shootings stop happening? How does this make sense? You're an idiot.
There you go.
Right.
There
you go. If Trump is Hitler, everybody should have a gun.
Yeah,
that's true.
You'd be like, you should say, please arm yourself. Get a gun.
Yeah.
Trump is Hitler.
I hear
but,
you.
But
I
hear
you. Dude, it's illogical. They say one thing, and then when you give them a fact like that or make a statement, they go, oh, no. You're just being combative. No, I'm giving you a solution. If you want this guy to take away your right to bear arms and you think this guy's the... Wouldn't you want to have a gun? Yeah, oh, no. I want to have a gun, but I want to take it away from the conservative guy because now if I have a gun and you don't, I can force my ideologies on you.
Right.
See?
It's
only for one side.
They're not going to use guns. They're going to use...
Oh, did you see that? Speaking of this, did you see that Simpsons thing?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to look up.
Holy shit, man. That was crazy.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I saw an article talking about it. I didn't see the actual
Simpson
video.
They're not funny no more.
No.
It's social justice warriors taking over everything.
I haven't seen an episode of The Simpsons in
20
years.
Since 1989. That was the last time. I just stopped finding it funny.
That was 20 years ago.
When was there?
No,
30 years ago.
30 years ago.
When was their pilot episode? Because I remember.
Oh, I was in high school, man.
I thought it was. Yeah. Okay.
I remember the Simpsons Christmas special.
Yes.
I'm Bart Simpson. Santa's who the hell are you? That was my favorite shirt. And then I grew up a little bit. It was like fifth grade. And I just stopped.
Santa's Little Helper.
I remember.
I think it was probably like 88, 89, probably when it came
first
out.
First Simpsons show.
No, it was probably. I'm going to say 90. Yeah, I'll go with 90.
First.
91, 90.
Yeah, Fox, man.
Ever.
They came out and they had all the Tracy Ullman and Gary Shandling.
It's Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire, season one, episode one, December 17th of 1989.
89.
Booyaka, booyaka, bop, bop, bop.
December?
Well, that would make sense. Yeah, because it was a 90. Christmas special, so it came out for...
Yeah, so it was right there.
It was 1989, bitches.
90. Okay,
1989.
Oh, drama.
Oh, my God.
You said 88.
You said 88.
I said 88, 89.
He said he watched his last episode in 1989.
That's right.
You watched your first and your last?
Yes. I was never. I've never been a big fan of Anna, like shows like that.
Really? Family Guy?
Family Guy, no.
What? South Park?
Some of it's funny, but
no.
he was a Beavis and Butthead guy.
Yeah, I was. Because it was different. It was definitely different.
We were not allowed to watch Simpsons.
Well, you were deprived as a kid.
Came on,
you know,
it came on religious. With like Roseanne Barr.
Oof.
And the Simpsons were like back to back or something on the same channel.
No, Roseanne was on NBC.
ABC.
Okay, well then maybe it was just the timing is that they were like on the same night or something. But
they may have been at the same
it.
Time, so
we
you watch one watch instead it. Of the other.
So did you guys see? Hold on, no. Did you guys see this little episode? What the Simpsons?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you guys. Oh, yeah. Let me show. These guys have gone full left.
Well, Disney owns them now. So there you go. Disney owns the Simpsons.
Oh, that's right. Because they have a feature at the Disney parks.
Yeah.
All right. So they've.
Which is weird because they're also at Universal.
Hook, line, and sinker with this social justice.
Simpsons world, whatever that is.
I need a distraction. They shouldn't be in America. No one but me in America. America, no taxes for me in America. This is my natural America.
We're crickets. More American than your wife.
She's not a big presence in my life.
Your love life makes us heave.
You two will never see Tel Aviv.
I thought it was a parody video.
No,
this is real Simpsons.
It's okay with God, says Mike Pence.
Your Boris Johnson without the class. Can't wait to see you behind prison glass. Your nose is right up Putin's ass.
This is okay, but if you make a video about
Muhammad. No, they won't ever make a video about Muhammad.
No, it's the Democratic candidates.
No, but if you make a video making fun of them, you get censored.
Yeah, like I said, you can't make a video about Muhammad. What do they say? War.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty funny.
Cowards.
But
not
to
funny.
Me, that's all. That's
lame. That,
but that's basically saying, you know,
it's lame. It's not funny.
That's propaganda.
Yeah.
But that is straight up propaganda, and basically claiming.
No, look,
like
Tim, I don't care. It's not even funny.
No.
All
right. The left
cat meme.
The Simpsons are going to get
canceled. But the liberals have left their ass off about this. Oh, that's probably the funniest thing.
The cat meme.
I'll tell you though, Alec Baldwin though is pretty funny when he makes fun of Trump. When he does the Trump,
not
oh
really.
Yeah, I laugh.
No, he's weird.
He's, yeah, he makes the faces like
what,
him too.
What do you think? A year before the Simpsons get canceled?
No, Disney will never cancel that, man. That's a bread and butter. Yeah. Until their viewership goes down, but
well, what do you think their viewership's going to do after that?
Who watches a lot of TV?
Are they the longest running? They're the longest running.
They're in like year 25 or something crazy.
Unless Disney wants to kill them off.
Simpsons. We just said 30 years in
30
December.
Years.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless Disney is trying to kill them off. Unless Disney's trying to kill them off.
Well, they're not going to kill them off if they're making money. But when people stop watching it because of stupid shit like this, you know,
that's
what's the saying?
I mean, come on,
get woke, go broke.
You know why?
Did you hear about that though? Gillette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear how much money they've lost?
A lot. Gillette.
They've lost like $8 billion. I was reading that Gillette, because of their
they went woke
toxic, go woke, you know, toxic masculinity video.
Yeah.
Did you hear this? You didn't hear this?
You guys did it on one of your shows. You talked about it. I haven't seen it.
I stopped buying. I used to buy their shaving cream.
I still Mach 3s. I need to.
Nope.
Yeah. Really?
Nope. Yeah.
Go with the only place that won't make me like break out.
Dude, I've stopped buying. I've boycotted so many companies. I forget what I boycotted. Yeah.
Well, Nike and Gillette.
No, you know
are on
what? No,
list.
But this is one true thing though, is that when the left boycotts, most companies that they try to boycott, they do well. Yeah. Chick-fil-A is a great example of that. Remember when they tried to boycott them and.
But because Chick-fil-A is fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All they did was go, I have Chick-fil-A floral. Let's go.
Dude, the best is like in New York, everyone was like, what's Chick-fil-A? And then it came, they're like, dude, this is the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. You know, like In-N-Out.
It's quick. It's so fast. Oh no, I like that.
They got a great system. Like when you go to their drive-thru, they have people at the drive-thru taking your order, run your credit card. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to the actual pick, like at the busy times, okay, here's your bag, Tim. Bye.
And they're all happy to see you.
Yeah.
Like when you show up to like a Burger King, they're like,
welcome to the Burger King. How can I help you?
You know, you get that like. No, but they're like always smiling. This guy, he has a YouTube video.
Even the old people in there, like the greeters, like, hi, can I take your tray from you?
This
How's your day going?
Wants to see how long before he can get one of the those people who are at the drive-thru to get them upset. He goes 100 times in the drive-thru. He's buying stuff, but he goes 100 times.
That's a lot of money.
Till they're eventually, he's making 1 million views each video, so he's making money. Anyway, and he's driving a really nice car. And they're like, oh, you again, you know, and they're all smiling. They didn't stop smiling until maybe like the 80th time. And they're like,
why would they care?
Huh?
Why would the drive-thru people care?
They don't care.
Wait, well, so why would their attitude towards him change?
Because he's, you know,
sorry.
Why?
Did I just shit on your point?
You are a shitter.
You went one too many times to the drive-thru, goddamn it.
No, because
I'm done smiling at you. I'm just kidding.
Well, because you can put no, because no, you know what?
Right.
That's
you're
almost
right.
Like forcing them, like you're forcing them to like. Do like it's right. Like you're trying.
That's
to,
their job.
No,
you
yeah.
know,
like,
you're right. But you know,
but like,
do you know
like,
how
you're
hard
being
it is
a dick.
To live with him like this?
Yeah, but like you're being a dick about it. Like there's a difference. Like when you know well, you're being a dick about it,
is he being a dick
when
he
you
orders?
Go around 100
Jimmy,
times?
It's funny, goddamn it, laugh.
But when you're going around a hundred. When you're going around 100 times, you're
he's
being
like,
a dick.
Hold on, but let's approach it from this way.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
No. No. God damn it, laugh. Shit. He's like, but let's look at it from this angle.
Yeah, like. I don't understand. But it's their job
you
to
ruined
be
it,
nice
it.
To people.
You ruined
it's like,
it.
Oh,
you ruined
you're
it.
That cat. You're that kid.
I need my mom.
You know
mom.
What I mean? Like, you didn't have a funny joke. Well, it's not that funny because, like, you know, if you have this angle at this.
Oh,
thing,
really? You're going to judge
just
Mr. who can't take a.
He's like, why?
Hypothetical question to save your ass.
Chicken crossed the road. He's like, well, technically chickens wouldn't be in the road, Nelson. They're gonna be in the chicken. They're gonna be in the coop, you know.
Bullshit.
One got away and crossed the road, and everybody would stop and try to save it.
All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Tim's terrible tweets.
Oh shit. What up? Well.
All right.
So so these aren't always going to be funny, but it's just to let people know what people are tweeting these days. So I'm going to play guess the tweet. I'm not even going to play guess the tweet. So
don't. Okay.
Guess the tweet.
Ehan. Yes? Wait, is it Ehan or Elon?
Ilhan.
Ilhan. Ilhan. Ilhan. Omar tweets, in order to confront the evils of religious bigotry and hatred, we must realize that all our destinies are linked. I cannot speak out I can.
We lost Heidi. Heidi's in the dick right now. I see it like this. Sure. That's why nobody likes her.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
And then she's like, I cannot speak out against Islamophobia if I am not also speaking out against the dangerous rise of anti-Semitism. Really? She's a fucking idiot.
What was I hate the her. Point?
No.
I don't like her.
This is why I'm reading their tweets, yeah, right? Yeah. It's not always meant to be funny. Like, you read this and you're just like...
I don't know. Those crickets were pretty funny. Right.
So for her, like, it,
she's saying she can't talk about Islamophobia without talking about anti-Semitism.
Yeah, she's an idiot, right? So
which one of those is she?
Yeah, both.
This is why I'm reading these tweets. They're not always going to be hysterical. The last one's actually pretty funny, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kamala Harris. That wonderful thing.
Oh, who did she sleep with this time?
Yeah. I'm done. I wouldn't.
I put my money on Creepy Joe.
Yeah. Creepy Joe. All right, go ahead. What's going on?
I'm done waiting around for Congress to get its act together while Americans are being slaughtered. As president, I will take executive action to require online gun sale platforms perform background checks. Nobody should be two mouse clicks away from buying a gun with no check.
That's not the way it
That's
works,
That's not
bitch.
How it happens. Obviously, she doesn't know.
She's fake news.
She's a fucking idiot.
Fake news.
Fucking idiot.
This is...
She's wrong.
There you go.
Wrong.
Wrong.
With all due respect, what would you do if God called you
wrong.
A
wrong. Wow. Wow.
What See, is that's wrong aggressive. With you?
And the that's best aggressive. Part is, the best part is she qualified it with all due respect.
With all due respect.
It's my personal preference of privilege or some shit.
Person point of personal privilege.
And for my favorite one, just save the best for last, ended on a little comedic
what?
Avenue here. I'm not going to say the person. You guys are going to have to guess this. Oh, shit. The Dow is down 573 points, perhaps on the news that Representative Seth Moulton, whoever that may be, dropped out of the 2020 presidential
race. That was drama. Yeah. We got it. I like
who
it.
Does that? Like, he causes the Dow to go down.
Trump tweeted that. He's like, guys, this guy, he dropped out. The Dow dropped.
Who?
So yeah, so I knew
a no name. That's a good
so
one.
So that is the Tim's
hey guys,
terrible tweets.
Tim dropped out of the race. It's over.
I would prefer the crickets.
So that was a fun segment.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on The Salty Show. You can find us on all the social media platforms. Keep sending Tim those little messages. What are they
called? Dick pics.
No. Please sign up for my porn site, please.
Yes. Tim loves those messages.
I love the porn. I love it.
And he just signed up to
Dolphin Sounds.
Dolphin Sounds. Please send the Dolphin Sounds to Tim.
Yeah.
at the Salty Show.
And please stop sending cocaine and banana boxes.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
we're
just
on
a bad idea. We're on.
All right, folks, we'll catch you next time. Thank you for joining us. Adios.
Good night. Goodbye. God bless.